I don't know how to follow that up, being full. I've had a bit of a crazy kind of 4 years, 4 or 5 years. I used to work in London. I got a job working as an engineer looking after government buildings. Kind of along with working in London comes a huge drinking culture, a huge relationship culture, let's call it that, and the kind of smoking and everything that kind of comes along with that. The longer I worked in London, the further into that I became. And it got to a point where I kind of attached myself and identified myself through relationships I had with other people. That's who I was, from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. If I wasn't with people, I struggled. I become very, very introvert, very kind of in on myself, and struggled hugely. About five years ago, it got to the point where I couldn't deal with that anymore. Five and a half years ago, and I came to a place where I honestly felt like there was a void. I couldn't really do anything. I went day to day to day, not doing anything, just going to work, and I'd come home, and used to pass the same pub on the way home every day, by a train station. And it became difficult for me to pass that pub without going into it. So I never wrote any of this down. That became a huge struggle for me. And I started drinking more and more. I'd already lost my apprenticeship 3 years before that, 4 years before that, for drinking too much. Quite a while after that, I went to India. Jem said to me, come to India with us. I thought, brilliant, trip to India. Take some pictures, put it on my CV, it'd be quite good. I'd kind of be coming back to church a little bit more. I'd grown up in church and kind of drifted away from it. And I was coming back into it. I'd been going to Hillsong, but getting more interested in doing a little bit more reading. I was living with my grandparents. And so I went away, and within days of me being in India, I realised that my life was changing. Something hit me. I'd barely stepped off of that plane and something hit me. And I started talking to people about my faith that I all of a sudden had, and I couldn't stop talking about it. It burnt inside me, and I came back home 2 weeks later and I couldn't stop talking about it. I started going to another church. I was looking for young people. I was looking for people who I could talk to, who I could socialise with and go out of an evening. Hillsong was too far away. Hillsong's in London. Through being at this other church and being around young people, that kind of fire in me kind of built up a little bit, and I found that. Someone suggested that I did a degree in youth work, which wasn't kind of down my road at all. So I went away and kind of prayed about it. I was kind of working. I had this idea in my head that I was going to work in London. And I was going to earn money, save, get married, buy a house, and kind of do that kind of thing. And in a month after coming back from India, I had sacked in my job, applied for university, and was being accepted and was going to be starting in September. So now I was going through a time of, how am I going to afford everything? To add to that, I then met Agla. We met each other and got married. We got engaged 3 months later and I'm married a year later. And the whole way through that, I'm thinking, how am I affording that? But I did. We've been married 3 years this month. I've never once struggled for money. I've never once struggled for work. I've done a 3-year degree working voluntarily. My car got stolen at the beginning of this year. I had no money to pay for that, to get another car. People helped me from all sorts of different places. People come out the woodwork and help me. I put on my Facebook, you may have seen it, £3,500 in 2 days from different people. I have a peace. I have a happiness. I don't need to define myself through other things that I'm doing anymore. See, the resurrection for me is the fact that God died for me. All those things that used to keep hold of me. I was reading something this morning, and this is something I did write down in my notes that I'm not looking at, is I used to struggle letting go of the things that held me. The drinking, the smoking, the relationships I shouldn't have been having. And I used to almost throw tantrums at the fact that I didn't want to let go of it. I wanted to hold it. And I was reading something earlier, and it was talking about a way of describing that and a way of explaining it was you look at a plane about to take off and it's running down the runway and you're thinking, how is that lump of metal going to get off that ground? But it does. And it's not because gravity is now being suspended. Gravity doesn't exist anymore and the plane is just floating. Another law has come into play. Another force has come into play. And it lifts it off the ground. It's the aerodynamics. In my life, God has been aerodynamics. God has been that person. God has been that law that's been able to lift me off of those things that I was stuck to, that gravity that I couldn't pull away from. And now because of that, I have all of these things. I have a wife, I have a child, something that I always wanted. I have a house to live in. I have the job that I just didn't think I was going to be getting. And I have God to thank for that. That's what the resurrection is for me.